Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 11th day of April. I'm your host, Paul White. Thanks for joining me on our journey through the Gospel of Luke. Today we arrive at Luke chapter 11, verse 27. As he said these things, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts at which you nursed." But he said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it." Now, we need some context because, as you noticed, the first words of the 27th verse were, "as he said these things," which means whatever he's been talking about, it has relevance as to what's going on. So what has he been talking about? Well, he's been talking about deliverance. Been talking about, because this was the whole Jesus and Beelzebub. He's casting out devils. They say he's doing it by the power of Beelzebub. Oh, no, if he says if the kingdom of Satan is divided against itself, it can't stand. You got to bind the strong man. I've bound the strong man. Oh, by the way, once the unclean spirit leaves a man, he's just going to come back with seven spirits stronger than himself. The man's last state is going to be worse than the first. This is all sort of a conglomerate of ideas about deliverance and infilling. And then this woman speaks up just out of nowhere. We don't know who she is. She's never named. But she speaks up and says, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts at which you nursed." And she's enthusiastic. She's excited. She thinks that what she has seen in Jesus is amazing. What she's heard of Jesus is amazing. But I think this woman is representative of a lot of us who are followers of Jesus, fans of Jesus, become infatuated by Jesus, but aren't necessarily paying attention to him. See, this woman has suggested, basically, that Jesus' mother must be very proud of her son. I mean, her son is impressive. And wouldn't it be interesting to go and hear Jesus, to be near him, to watch him work? And what you're taken with is how impressive he is. And boy, shouldn't his parents be proud. Like, man, they raised a good kid. His parents should be so proud. His mom is so blessed to have him. And Jesus replies not with, "Yeah, you're right, mom is blessed," or, "Yeah, my mom's a great woman," or, "Boy, if she were here, she could tell you some stories, ha, ha, ha." No. Jesus says, "Blessed rather." In other words, no. The true blessing are those who hear the word of God and who keep it. If the Virgin Mary has any blessedness, and she does, it's not in her son, the miracle worker, bragging about how good Jesus is, being so proud that he's hers. Her blessedness is her own hearing, her own keeping the word about her son's passion and death. You need to remember this about the Virgin Mary, and this is easy to forget. She knows it's going to end poorly. From the very beginning, from Luke chapter 2, when she brings that baby in to be blessed, brings her pigeon and turtle dove, an old Simeon who's been waiting around, told by God, "You will not see death until you've seen the Lord's Messiah." He's been waiting and waiting, and here comes this baby, and he hears it in his spirit. This is the one. And Simeon prophesies to her, "Your soul is going to be pierced through with a sword because of this baby." And can you imagine that as the prophecy? You are going to have a moment of being crushed because of what happens with this kid. Simeon even goes on to say this in Luke 2. "This baby was put here for the fall and rising of many in Israel, for a sign that will be spoken against." Listen to that. Your kid's here for the fall and the rising. Here's an interesting part about the fall and the rising. The fall is the Greek word tosine. Tosine is from the variant toma, which is a corpse. Rising is anastasin, which is a variant of the word anastasis, which is resurrection. Your son is put here for the corpsing and the rising of many. Your son is put here for the death and the resurrection of many. In other words, he's what people are going to die into and raise out of. His whole life as a little baby is marked by dying and raising. And yet here is a woman who says, blessed is your mom. Boy, she's got to be proud of you. And I don't know who the woman is. I don't know her name, and I'm not here to mock and cut her down, but I think we ought to take things as an example, as Paul said, as an example for us. And so the example is, do not go to this woman's master class of missing the point. May we stop being impressed with Jesus and start stepping into who Jesus is. May we be part of the corpsing and the rising of many. What Jesus is inviting all of us to do is to step into his death. Listen to his response. Blessed, brother, are those who hear the word of God and keep it. And what the word of God is for us is an invitation, a proclamation of the kingdom, and then an invitation to step into that. For the corpsing and the raising of many in Israel. Let's not miss the point today. Following Jesus is glorious. It's the journey. It's what we're here for. But the point is not to follow him because he just seems to be better. He's just more palatable. He's popular. Going to church is convenient and easy. And boy, does it really look good on my resume. No, it's corpsing and rising. It's dead to who I was, alive to who I am. It's dead to who I was that wasn't the real me, and alive to the him that is the real me. And that's more than just being popular. The sign of Jonah, coming up tomorrow. See you then. God bless.